You know, in 1 Timothy, the Bible tells us, chapter 6 and verse 12, to fight the good fight of faith. You cannot fight without strength. And if joy releases strength, it means you cannot fight and win without joy. Many people in life are already tired of fighting. They are struggling because their joy is already lost. I've got good news for you. As the joy of the Lord is being released upon you today, you shall not only win that battle, you will triumph over it. In your finances, refuse to give up. As you receive the spirit of joy, the God of double portion will restore you financially. In your family, don't give up the fight. Remember one of the testimonies we had last night. That daughter of Abraham said, the parents have been separated for over 20 years. Thank God she refused to give up, and now God has done it. There are many battered homes under the sound of my voice today that God will supernaturally restore. There are many careers today that God will supernaturally restore. Over your head, don't give up the fight. You need joy to be able to overcome. We had the testimony of God's servant, Bishop Baremu, a while ago while he was teaching how that last Shiloh he came. And the only request, God, strength, like you gave to your servant. And he stood here today, giving his testimony. You are returning Shiloh 2013 with a stronger testimony. Over your head, I don't know what the situation has been like, but I've got good news for you. Don't give up the fight, because you are destined to win that battle. And therefore, every sickness, every disease, every bodily discomfort, no matter whatever name by which it is called, the God of Shiloh is against you. And I curse you to the root in the name of Jesus. Receive your liberty. It is done. Over the years, I've learned several lessons from the life of God's servant, the visioner. And it's important for us to be able to connect with this same spirit of joy that makes one to triumph in any situation. When our second son was born, we didn't even have money to do naming ceremony. But joyful, excited. You can imagine as a young mother, the naming ceremony day is here. Nothing to give to the people. How would you feel? But joyful, excited, because you cannot live with a man like this and remain joyless, no matter the circumstances. And in actual fact, one interpretation of the name of the son is laughter. So you just have to laugh. Whether there was money or not for the naming ceremony, but see today what the Lord has done. One night, I can never forget, we were at the old church and it was an all-night service. And then the enemy came violently and attacked our first son and he was gasping. He prayed over him. He said, I must be at the all-night, and he was gone. If you were the wife, you see what I'm talking about? So, the spirit of joy is one of the components of the spirit of God in his life and in this commission that I and my family members had no choice but to connect with. No choice. Say with me, no choice. No choice. said again, no choice. And it is working. And so you also have no choice. Because you are a member of this family, you have no choice but to connect with the Spirit. Amen. Everybody in church that day or that all night never knew the battle going on at home. But hallelujah, the victory was won. And Jesus prevailed. Because God is too faithful to fail. In your life, the God of this commission will prove his faithfulness again. What more would I say? In the days of our house, we were eating with plastic plates and spoons that were even borrowed. We didn't buy them. But what a joy. What is plate today? What is food today? What a joy. When we first got married, there were days in our home because the money was so plenty. I had to be able, as a woman, wife and mother, know how to organize what was available to make food available for everybody. So several times, I would send one of the people living with us to go across the street to buy kose in those days. Some of you know what kose is, some of you don't. Because what was needed to make it at home was not even available. And then we'll do that. And then sometimes for dinner, we'll make beans and then make gari available to concrete it. So it can be well settled. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah. And when you concrete it like that, in the morning, there may be no need for breakfast. But today, see what the Lord has done. From this mountain, God will take somebody somewhere higher than you. Say with me, that is me. The first car we ever had as a family was a very powerful, unbeatable Volkswagen Beetle. And with the Volkswagen Beetle, full of excitement, joyful, with gratitude to God. And it was wind conditioned. Many, many times broke down on the way to its destination. But today, not only in Volkswagen, but up in the sky. God of double portion will change your story. There are many people here today. You are attending Shiloh. No car, no house, no wife, no husband, no children. That the God of double portion will change your story. The God of double portion will change your story. Talking about joy, I want to summarize in one statement some of the several lessons I've learned from this ministry's operation and the life of God's servant, the visioner. And that is the fact that, please hear me very clearly, everyone, joy is not the absence of challenges. It is the reality of the presence and faithfulness of God. Joy is not the absence of challenges. Of course, in this ministry and the life of God's servant, you all know that, like people say, many waters have gone under the carpet, but you can see it on him. Joy is not the absence of challenges. It is the reality of the presence and faithfulness of God. So that even in the midst of those challenges, you are coming out triumphant. I believe today God will take that spirit part of it from his servant, the visioner, and he will impart it unto you. Whatever challenges you might be going through right now, the God of this commission will turn it around for your testimony. In conclusion, let me mention, how do I connect with this spirit of joy? How? Of course, number one is salvation. Except you are born again, you cannot connect. But far beyond salvation, one major component that you and I require is desperation. Desperation. We must be desperate for that spirit. The spirit of joy. Jacob, in Genesis 32:26, was desperate. He said, I won't let you go except you bless me. There's another Jacob in the house today. Elisha, in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 6, Elisha said, as God lives, and as your soul lives, I will not leave you. You are not permitted to leave Shiloh Grand without a practical manifestation of that spirit in your life. Blind Bartimaeus in Mark chapter 10 and verse 47 cried out, Jesus, thou son of David, have mercy. In a moment you will have time to cry out, and that spirit will come upon you afresh. Of course, what of the woman with the issue of blood? In her weak state, if I may, the touch, the hem of his garment, I shall be whole. And she be. That issue of blood that followed you to Shiloh 2012 is not permitted to return with you. I said your story must change for the better. Hannah cried in 1 Samuel chapter 1 and verse 12. She cried. She was desperate. She was desperate. What does it mean to be desperate? Desperation talks about the intensity of your desire. Intensity of your desire. Ready to go any length. As we are approaching the beginning of Shiloh, this is one key word I kept hearing. Desperation. Desperation. And I began to say to God, oh God, I've been attending Shiloh since it began, but for this particular one of double portion, I am desperate. Desperate for a double portion. If you must receive and connect with the spirit of joy in this commission and in the life of his servant, Bishop David Oyedepo, you must be desperate. Say with me, Lord, I am desperate. If you are desperate, you will be focused. Remember the joy company presentation yesterday? You will refuse every distraction. If you are desperate, you will pray. Remember the message we just had a while ago, the spirit of grace and supplication. If you are desperate, you will forgive, because you cannot be bitter and be joyful. It is forbidden. You cannot be bitter and be joyful. If you need to forgive someone so that your joy can be restored, do it. It's the choice of the wise. You cannot be desperate and not be thirsty for God. You cannot be desperate and not hunger for God. You cannot be desperate and not be sensitive. Elijah told Elisha, if only you can see me, then it shall be yours. Today is your day to go forward. That grace is available. It's coming upon you right now. Say with me, I receive it. Because I am desperate. Is there anybody desperate in the house this morning? Jump up on your feet right now and lift up your voice and speak to the Lord. Lord, I am desperate for the spirit of joy.